now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry. Good afternoon.
Here we are.
Nice to be here.
It is nice to be
here.
It's
nice to see you.
I've
been at the office. And
I know.
You've been working from home.
I know. It's been crazy, hasn't it? But all is good.
Okay.
It is good. And the weather's finally nice. It's a beautiful day in Prescott. It's a Prescott Chamber Day.
Yes, it is.
And we have some great guests today. We have Steve Atkinson Studio, TNT Towing, Elgato Azul, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Being a good community partner right now means more than donating to local charities and youth groups. It means making provisions so Findlay Buick GMC customers can have their vehicle needs met without having to step foot into our showroom. It means having extra staff on the phones and in the chat room to take care of your service or sales appointments and arrange for pickup and delivery of your vehicle. It means taking care of our neighbors while running a business. And best of all, you can do it all from the comfort of your living room at FindleyBuickGMC.com. If your needs include buying a Buick, GMC, or certified used, just head to FindleyBuickGMC.com and click on the chat bubble. You can arrange financing, and then we'll deliver your new car, truck, or crossover to your door. Do you need service or parts? Call our team, and we'll pick up and drop off what you need. You have always been able to do all of these things with FindleyBuickGMC.com. It's one more way we work towards being your community partner.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Radioland folks. This is Roxanne giving you a status update on Prescott Brewing Company. We are manning our phones when we can, with most asking if we are doing takeout food to go. I only have 30 seconds here, so the short answer is no. We are not at this time. We're using this time to make much-needed repairs to our kitchen flooring, so please be patient with us. We cannot wait to cook and serve you again. Prescott Brewing Company, doing the best we can to become fun and friendly again. Brewpub style. See you when we open.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and it's Prescott Chamber Day today.
Yes, it is, Sherry. We're going to do some talking today.
Yeah, we've got some fun things.
Yeah,
great guest here today, and you get to introduce them.
Thank you, Sherry. Our first guest is Ann Atkinson and Steve Atkinson, representing the Steve Atkinson Studio. So we have the guy here himself.
Yes, we have a celebrity in the house.
Well, he does a lot of the work, I'm sure. So anyway, folks, it's the Steve Atkinson Studio. And before we get into a lot of the business part of it, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how you got here, how you came up with this concept of the studio.
Sounds good. Well, I'll start because I'm the Arizona native. I was born and raised in Tucson.
We don't
Tucson.
Get too many of those.
I know. I'm a rarity.
That's great.
And always loved Arizona. Took a detour to Minnesota where I met Steve, and we married there, and pretty soon he was hooked on the West. So Prescott became our home, full-time home, in 2009. And when we chose Prescott as home, we wanted it to be a place that we'd really get immersed and really help promote the area and promote the Western heritage that we love so much. So I will let Steve talk about himself a little bit and how the studio started.
Great. Well, like Ann said, we met in Minnesota, and I knew that Ann was from Tucson. I was originally from Youngstown, or outside of Youngstown, Ohio. And so, but I grew up in a household, it's funny, I grew up in a house where it was all Western all the time.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, John Wayne was the hero. And so when I moved out to Minnesota, I never dreamed that I would be living out West, although it was always kind of my goal. So I met Ann. She took me out West for the first time, and I just fell in love with it and couldn't wait to get back. So we bought a second home here in Prescott. And it wasn't too long before we decided we wanted to make it our first home. So we sold our home in Minnesota and moved out here. I was an illustrator for about 25 years and decided I worked for about 5 years at switching over to become a fine artist. And that's about how long it took. And in 2008, I made the plunge, took the plunge and started painting full time as a fine artist.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you folks could see Steve right now, I almost thought he was from the rodeo. he's got the garb on. You know, he has a Western shirt. He's got a wonderful hat.
Sure. And what a celebration it is. I mean, Prescott is beautiful. Yeah, I don't know if you remember this, but I'm from Michigan, so I won't judge the fact that you were from Ohio first or anything like that.
That's the team who shall remain nameless.
Yeah, we won't talk. We will be friends. But actually, we're great friends because Prescott is just such a wonderful place, and we feel the same way. It's been a wonderful place to call home.
Yeah. You know, it was one of those things where as soon as we moved here, it felt like we'd been here forever.
Yeah.
You know, and Minnesota was wonderful in its own way, but everybody who moves here, there's just something about their heart, you know, and you connect with people really easily here in Prescott. And it's not like that everywhere throughout the country. So we just love that down-home feel and the courthouse, you know.
Oh.
I don't have to sing its praises. But, we fell in love with it, and we knew that we needed to be a part of the chamber as soon as we could.
Well, that's wonderful. And well, tell us a little bit about your art. I don't know if many people know how special it is, but I'll let you share that story.
Oh, okay. Well, I started painting when I was in Minnesota. I started painting cowboys, and because I always loved them. And I knew that I couldn't paint cowboys and live in Minnesota. First of all, there's a color to the desert. And so we came out here, and I just started painting that as quickly as I could. And then the other great thing about living in Prescott is you have so many real cowboys here.
Yes.
I always tell people I'm not a cowboy, but I represent cowboys. And I make sure that I tell their story truthfully and as accurately as I can. And so if I don't know something, I talk to the people who do know something, who know whether the tack is right or whether someone would do this or that. So I love telling the stories of the West and the cowboy, whether it's today's cowboy or whether it's one from 150 20 years ago.
That is wonderful. And you also get to work on some special projects around here.
I do, yeah. I've been called the poster boy of Prescott.
Yes. So
I've done a lot of posters.
I like that. That's
cool. I've done four posters for the Arizona Cowboy Poet Gathering.
Yes.
And I've done, I'm doing the poster for the rodeo this year, so this will be my third poster for the rodeo. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why we wanted to come here was the rodeo, because of the history of that, and because of the Phippen Museum. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew that if there was a museum that was dedicated to the West and Western art, that this was a community that supported the Western art and the Western lifestyle, and this is where we needed to be.
So tell our listeners, so some of our listeners may not know how to get access to some of your beautiful work.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, we have a website, and that is steveatkinsonstudio.com. And if you want to send me an email, it's steve@steveatkinsonstudio.com. And you can go there and take a look at all the work that's present and stuff that I've done in the past.
And you mentioned you've stayed busy during this time.
I have, yeah. Well, I had a one-person show scheduled for Trailside mm-hmm. Gallery out in Jackson Hole. And unfortunately, they've had to postpone that. And so we'll probably be doing something next year for that.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there, you know, there was that. I've finished a series of five book covers, and so just finished those up.
Very good. Now, do you give lessons or anything like that, or talk a little bit about what you offer, mm-hmm. what your offers are, so our listeners could understand?
Sure. Well, I teach one class throughout the year through the Phippen on mm-hmm. plein air drawing, mm-hmm. which just basically means we go out and we draw on location. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I do is I have a YouTube art channel, a tutorial channel called Steve Atkinson Fine Art. And I post videos teaching people how I do what I do, whether it's oil paints or watercolor or gouache or drawing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many people out there who love drawing when they were young or doing art, and they had to raise a family. And so now they're empty nesters, and they're looking to get back into it. And, you know, I've had so many great teachers of art throughout my lifetime that it's really my turn to kind of pay it forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I have many of your pieces on our walls, both home and right in my office, front and center. So,
thank you.
It's beautiful work. And I'm just curious, so like as an artist, I've always wanted to ask this. So like, do you have a lot of projects going on at the same time, or how does that work for your inspiration and being an artist?
Oh, you know, in order to do everything I'd want to do, I'm going to have to live to 200, you know. A lot of times people will ask me, you know, where do you get your ideas, or mm-hmm. isn't it hard to come up with ideas? And it's really, for me, it isn't. I've got a book of ideas, and I'll do photo shoots. So I'll hire models or I'll go to photo shoots throughout the country, and I'll show up there with my ideas, and then we'll set everything up. And you have to be pretty good at compositing things.
Yeah.
So not everything kind of goes together right away. But as long as you have the idea, we can always make that work. And being an illustrator, that's really helped me to do that.
Very cool.
Well, and another great part about the studio is that if people have a vision of their own or an idea of their own, Steve is great to work with to be commissioned to create someone else's vision. Maybe they have a family story, or they have a favorite memory that they want to make permanent in the
place,
form of
a place that's very special. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a service that Steve offers. And also we have giclées and reproductions available of many of his
wonderful
extra special art, so that we can be contacted for that as well. And they're great for gifts, for decorating homes, for decorating businesses.
Absolutely. Yep.
And we have greeting cards that are available.
Yep, I was going to say, talk about the greeting cards.
Yeah, we've got greeting cards.
So
we're always adding new ones.
So... Well, give us your phone number real quick. We're running out of time, but I want folks to, that last part was perfect, you know, about the greeting cards and commissioning work. So
that's great. Well, you'll want to reach out to me, Ann Atkinson, at 928-642-3354. And I'll get right back to you, or Steve at steveatkinsonstudio.com.
Well, we're honored to have you on the show today and as members of the Chamber. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
This is Dr. John Mugin, Chief Quality Officer at Northern Arizona Healthcare. There are many things you can do to fight coronavirus. Frequent and thorough hand washing, not touching your face, coughing and or sneezing into a tissue or your elbow, avoiding people who are sick, and staying away from people if you're sick, all help to protect against the spread of COVID-19 virus. We encourage you to practice social distancing as well by maintaining a distance of at least 6 feet from others when outside your home. This reduces the chance of contact with those knowingly or unknowingly carrying the infection. It protects us all. Our 3,000 plus colleagues and physicians are all standing ready to do everything we can. Please help us by doing everything you can. Let's flatten this curve together. For more information, visit nahealth.com. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. It's Prescott Chamber Day.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Of course,
Sherry.
We think it's that day every day.
It is that day every day.
Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you,
awesome
Sherry.
Guest.
Yeah, our next guest is Kendall Williams from TNT Towing. Welcome to the show, Kendall.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the TNT Towing, although there's probably a lot of things that goes along with that besides towing. But tell us where you came from, your family maybe, and things like that.
I came from originally California. I've lived in Arizona for 5 years. I was a truck driver over the road for 16 years.
Wow.
So I've been in the transportation business for a while. Went from that into supervisor position at Knight Transportation for a breakdown department and did the accident recoveries and towing into that. And that's how I got brought into the towing industry to work for TJ, who's the owner of TNT Towing. Mm-hmm. He is a good vendor at Knight Transportation. So
great,
I wanted
great.
To change something and change it up in the field instead of be stuck in an office, be out and about.
So you're out on the road helping folks. That's nice.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, what you do is a very important job, and I've had a lot of good friends who have been in the towing business, and I mean, you're usually one of the first folks on spot when there's, you know, when somebody's in distress.
Normally, yes, and then normally the people in distress are very upset, so we try to calm down the situation, give them bottled water, place it inside the truck, hot or cold, depending on the weather, get them out of the bad situation.
Mm-hmm. I know I've had... Well, fortunately, I haven't had to have too many of those experiences, but I know that it can be really important for that connectivity because you are, you know, kind of like a first responder from that perspective.
Yeah, the people depend on us to get there in adequate time, and you know, we try to meet our ETAs, of course, But due to weather and stuff, it makes us delay as well for our safety, for our people.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, there's a big movement, and I just want to remind everyone to pull over, you know, when you see a towing truck and folks on the side of the road, to move over to the next lane, because that's so important.
Yeah, they've had a lot of close calls through the years. Our guys are very good at what they do, professional, and they keep eye on traffic. They don't turn their back to the traffic ever.
Yeah.
But they've had some close calls through the years.
So what are some services that you can share with our listeners that, I mean, it seems obvious, TNT towing, but there might be some other things that you guys are involved in that can help share?
So we do towing for cars, truck, bus, commercial towing, the semi-trucks. We also do jump starts, lockouts. We do accident recovery. Unfortunately, someone's got to do that. We do that accident recovery for same thing, cars, trucks, bus, semi-trucks. We have a pretty good fleet, 11 tow trucks, 4 heavies. We just ordered a state-of-the-art heavy, which is like a little crane.
Oh, wow.
It's got 5 winches on it. It's a 50-ton rotator is what they call it. But it's like a little crane, so mm-hmm. you picture it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That will be here at the end of July, so that's our new piece to the puzzle.
And that would kind of tow like a big rig?
Big rig,
or
containers, campers,
RVs.
Motorhomes, RVs.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And I see that you have a AAA little sticker on your shirt
yep.
under TNT towing, so
yep.
that's a good thing.
Yep.
They're also a member of ours, and I know it's a very nice group to be a part of.
AAA is our number one customer.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. Nice.
And then talk to us, I see, and the transportation part. So where is that? Is that just part of the whole towing part, or is there more to it?
So transportation part, we also haul heavy equipment and do, say, example, Sunbelt, Empire Cat, all those RDO equipment, John Deere.
Mm-hmm.
When you rent equipment from them, they use outside haulers to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on contract with some of those people as well to do delivery.
Wow, that's wonderful. So I always think when I hear about your industry, you are a group of great professionals that love big trucks, that love toys, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can tell us about the company that might be important for our listeners?
I can tell you the company started in 2006, before my time with the company. TJ started with one tow truck and himself.
Wow.
So he has grown it up till today, and mm-hmm. we plan on growing it even further.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to expand.
Well, that's great. Is there, and you're open, am I 24 hours a day?
Like, 24
how does that
hours
work?
A day, 7 days a week.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. We don't stop.
Yep. There you go. Because you got to be available for when people need you, right?
Correct.
Can't be a 9-to-5 and someone
that would
needs,
that would be nice.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? Oh, you have to wait until tomorrow to be towed. That's not always the
yeah.
case. And if you want to share with our listeners, we're listening. We've got TNT Towing and Transportation here at the studio, and if you want to share your phone number or contact information, that'd be great.
Our phone number is 928-772-2226, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can tow you. Commercial fleets, we just started a mobile repair service with commercial fleets for the semi-trucks. So we can also do that as well.
Excellent. So how does that work exactly?
They'll call us, we'll dispatch our service tech, and he will go out and do the repair, or we'll tow to the shop and do the repair.
Interesting. Yeah. So that's for any larger vehicles?
Semi-trucks. Yeah.
Great.
Like UPS, FedEx, the semi-trucks, the box trucks, that mm-hmm. size.
I always see those trucks alongside the road, so that's good to know that you're there to help service them.
Yes.
Is there any tips that you can give our listeners in regards to towing or, you know, anything like that, other than the pulling over, like when you see someone alongside the road?
Any tips for towing? Try to get off to the side of the road and be safe. You know, wait for the tow truck to come. You know, obviously, if we're on the side of the road, move over mm-hmm. to the next lane. They've had a lot of people get struck.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I always see, and I've often wondered, so I'd love to hear what your thoughts are, is I see people, like, if their vehicle breaks down or something, maybe they're in an accident, you see them outside of their vehicle. I don't think that's recommended. I think you should stay with your vehicle.
Well, the safest place is in your vehicle, but that's a gray area. You know, if you're in the middle of the road, you don't want to stay in your car. Obviously, you want to get down the road from it. I wouldn't recommend staying in your car.
Mm-hmm.
But on the side of the road, if you're pulled over, I'd stay in my car.
Yeah.
Your car's a lot stronger than our body bones and everything else. You know, we're more brittle than that car.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you have any fun stories you can tell about towing? I know you've seen a lot. I have friends who are towers, so I know any warm stories or anything that.
I don't know. We've had stuff where, you know, guys go out for a lockout, guy can't get in his car, and it's just a dead battery. We hook up to it and unlock his car real simple. They feel really stupid, like, oh, my gosh, I called you out for this. But,
yeah,
you know, it's an easy, simple fix.
Absolutely.
You know, makes the guy happy, customer's happy, we're all happy.
Yeah. Well, and that's important. And you guys just are very, very good at responding. What can someone expect for a time frame for you guys once the dispatch has happened?
Prescott Valley, Prescott area is only about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So you know, the outer skirts, maybe 60 minutes, mm-hmm. but we're pretty quick, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on the call, if a police agency calls, we're pretty quick within 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we get a mother with a baby on the side of the road, that normally takes priority. We try to get there a lot sooner.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, and that's good to hear. And it's hard. It's difficult because you service the whole Quad City area too, right?
Correct.
Any further than that?
We go Ash Fork, Flagstaff, Holbrook, wow. all the way down to Phoenix.
Yeah. So that's pretty. That keeps you pretty busy.
We cover everywhere. We even go out of state.
Do you?
We do tows out of state for our customers, for our commercial customers.
Okay, so for the transportation uh-huh. part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And say if someone wanted to transport a car, their car down to like Phoenix, do you guys do that kind
yep.
of transport?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
Okay, nice.
Sure
yeah,
do.
That's good
okay.
to know.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And again, why don't we share the contact information so folks know how to get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 928-772-2226. A lot of twos in there.
A lot of T's. Well, TNT towing.
We have just a few more minutes, so is there anything else you want to talk about with the about the company?
Company's great. You know, it's down-to-earth people. We're all here to help each other out. We're all one big family. Our guys go above and beyond every day. You know, these guys have bought food for customers that I find out later that they took them food because they're on the side of the road, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Nice.
A lot of people will call... not AAA, for example, but another roadside agency, and they might drop the ball and leave them sit for 2 hours. And then when we get the call, well, they're mad at us thinking we were late.
Right.
It wasn't even us.
Right.
So the drivers call every 15 to 10 minutes to the car also to update the customer where they're at when they're in route. So they keep a constant contact.
Oh, that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we appreciate you being a chamber member and just being a part of the community. And we're excited to hear that you're looking to grow. And, gosh, maybe we'll see that new vehicle in one of the parades later on down the road.
That's the plan.
Just thought I'd throw that out there. Well, we're so glad to have you on the show today and to
Thank
be
you.
A part of the chamber. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Waters Garden companion plants of the month are lilac, poppy, columbine, and our purple twist plum.
This Arizona plum is the ideal purple tree between evergreens.
Blooms in a profusion of pink flowers that precede the deep purple foliage.
Large enough to use as a front yard tree and behaved enough to use as a street tree.
Plant pairs flanking gateways, driveways, or an orchard-like rose to screen neighbors.
Purple twist plum can only be found at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce is pleased with the money Arizona will be getting from the latest pandemic relief package the Senate has passed.
It's so vitally important that we keep our small business economy afloat and workers connected to their employer.
Glenn Hammer says the funding will make a difference for the more than 19,000 Arizona small businesses, nearly $9 billion worth. The Paycheck Protection Program gives states grants to prevent prevent shops from laying off their workers.
It's absolutely vital to keeping so many of our restaurants, hotels, retail establishments, and small businesses alive during a once-in-a-100-year pandemic.
Hammer says the money also means 2 months of coverage for operations like payroll and rent. The House votes tomorrow on the $484 billion stimulus.
I do believe that we will need another infusion for the Paycheck Protection Program. So after Congress puts another $310 billion in, we're talking over $650 billion.
Spring and early summer weather is here, chilling late tonight to a clear sky, 46. Highs tomorrow and Friday near 78, Saturday 81 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling overnight to near 50. Sunny highs around a breezy 87 tomorrow and Friday, up to 90 Saturday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A in just a moment.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least, social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal's Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and today is Prescott Chamber Day. And Robert, you're here to introduce our guest, and we have a very special guest on the phone, on the call today.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon again. Yes, we do have a very special guest, Barry Barb. And everybody knows Barry, of course, from El Gato Azul. Welcome to the show, Barry.
Hey, Robert. How you doing?
We're doing great. And
hi, Sherry.
Hey, Barry.
You probably don't have to say much to anybody about, you know, what you do. I know you're very, you know, you don't think everybody knows you, but everybody knows you. Everybody knows El Gato Azul downtown.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've been in town for 15 years. Well, actually, been in town. My wife and I have been in town for 23 years.
Wow.
And we've had El Gato Azul now for 15 years.
It's one of the best spots in town. I'll tell you,
thanks.
At the visitor center,
that.
People all over ask about El Gato Azul.
I owe you $10, I guess.
There you go. There you go. Well, we were hoping, we know you're very busy, and we're so proud of you. You've been reinventing yourself and doing so many good things out there in the community. We were hoping you'd come in and maybe bring us a snack, but...
I know, yeah. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time we'll do that. So why don't you you've already given us your history, but... Let's hear about this creativity. You've just been leading it.
Sherry, I think we're all in that position where we're trying to have to, you know, it's kind of a blessing and, you know, a challenge at the same time as far as having to recreate yourself. And really looking at what the strengths of your business are, what your customers are looking for at this time and try to service that need. And there's a lot of people in town that are doing it. It's not just us. There's a lot of people that just completely reinvented themselves, whether it's going from a, you know, brick and mortar to online retail space, that type of thing. And, you know, I think the food and beverage industry, the hospitality industry in general, it's what we're about. We're about hospitality. We're about caring. We're about feeding and nurturing. And so it's just part of our mindset that when these situations occur, that we look at ways to give back to the community, thank our customers, and do our best to make sure that they have that bit of respite that we're all missing from now, you know, occasionally. Because, you know, after almost a month now of the situation going on, it gets a little old of cooking every night and doing this every night, you know, doing the dishes every night and, you know, that type of thing. So we're here to really offer a respite to our clientele who has supported us so strongly throughout the years, not just through dining with us, but also supporting us in our nonprofit endeavors and stuff like that. So it's really a blessing for us to have this opportunity to provide this service and give back. So we want to thank everyone in Prescott who has supported us, and, you know, we're very gracious and thankful.
Well, you've done some amazing things. I look forward to your Facebook post. You crack me up. It's just fun.
Here's the funny thing. My routine has not really changed that much since this whole thing started. I'm still doing the same thing. I come to the restaurant every morning. I'm here all day, whatever, making stuff. The fun thing is we're doing something different every single day. And so we still have that creative process. So every other day we post our menus. They go for 2 days at a time. We're not doing our full menu, obviously. And we're doing a modified menu where we're focusing on prepared meals for individuals and families. And they're all healthy. We want to make sure they're providing healthy foods that has a protein, a starch, all that good old stuff that you need to eat, and at a price that is really reasonable. And the value point is definitely there. And so it's one of the good things that's kept us kind of going like, okay, what are we going to do today? What are we going to do tomorrow? I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Let me think. I'll show up and they go, we've never made this before. Well, we've got 20 minutes. Let's make it now.
That
should be good for you, Barry. Yeah. El Gato Azul always comes up with something clever.
I think we have, you know, there's two ways you can look at situations like this. You can either just sit in the corner and be like, you know, I'm going to wait till they can tell me to come out. Or you can, you know, take kind of the bulls by the horn and say, let's not just not have fun with it, but let's make the best of the situation we possibly can and make it the best we possibly can for our clients. And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, one of the things that I love about you, Barry, and what you've been doing is you're always thinking about other people. And this most recent, when you had the whole package with other, like with Alan's Flowers, and just collaborating with other restaurants and businesses.
My heart. About the dine-in package we did last week. We're doing it again this week also.
Ooh.
And we have another one planned our plan is we're doing them every Friday until this comes to an end. So I'm hoping we'll have like two more.
But here you are as a restaurant owner yourself, and you're collaborating with other folks in the community.
Well, you know, as a chamber, you know as well as anybody, there's strength in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to, the more solid businesses that are in downtown Prescott, the more people that are going to come to downtown Prescott, and the better chance of them stumbling into your door. You know, so what we did for our first one, we did basically a progressive dinner, and it involved four restaurants. And so it was myself, Bill's Pizza, the Barley Hound, Allen's Flowers, and Grandma's Bakery downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So we also provided a course. They were all delivered to Elgato, and that was your one-stop pickup to really patronize five businesses in downtown. So this week we're doing it again.
Okay. Do we have a drum roll?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Man.
You go on Facebook at 9:30 in the morning on Friday. I post at 9:30 in the morning. But we do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think 6 of us this week. And then Alan Flowers also does the flowers. So there'll be 6 of us this week, and it's $40. It's a dinner for two. I like to say two polite people. No, two hungry people or three polite people. So
there you go.
It'll be posted on Facebook on the Elgato page, Prescott Foodies, and the various other ones. It'll be posted at 9:30, and we take orders at 11:00. And it is going to include 5 or 6 restaurants downtown, either restaurants or chocolatiers or bakeries, or so I'm going to give you a little bit of hints there. And Yeah, and it's been great. And, you know, I love there's a lot of us downtown that really have a good camaraderie, and we consider ourselves colleagues, not necessarily competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are definitely certain things we don't tell each other, but when we all need something, it's like I had a restaurant downtown earlier today. I said, I don't have any yeast. I heard you have yeast. I'm going, yeah, I got some yeast. Come over and get some yeast. I'm like, it's come to this.
Just like being neighbors, and that's what Prescott's all about.
Right.
You know?
So.
Well, let's transition, because you also are doing some other special things in the nonprofit area, and that's feeding our less fortunate.
Well, and you know what? The funny thing is, I don't want to even say it's the less fortunate.
Right.
What we're doing is we've created a non-cost meal program. It's called Gatto Community Gives. And I like no non-cost as opposed to free, because this, you know, we want to keep this a very positive situation. And, you know, there's a value to it, you know, and it allows, what we did is, we put our request to our customers and the community through social media, and we requested donations to help us do this. And so it's through them that we're able to do this, and the outpouring has been gratifying and humbling and everything else you can think of. So what we do, we set up an email account. It's gcgprescott@gmail.com. So Gatto Community Gives Prescott@gmail.com. So gcgprescott@gmail.com. Contact us there. If you or someone you know is in need of food assistance, either whether a meal for the night, meal for, we do weekend boxes, meals for your kids, and then when you email us, include a phone number. We'll contact you. Someone from our staff will contact you, kind of evaluate your situation, what your needs are. Can you cook food? Can you reheat food? How old are your children? That type of thing. And then we'll create a meal package for you. And as of today, I think we have passed, we're getting close to the 3,500 mark in the last month. We started the program actually on the 20th. And so it's not just for those that are... It's a very interesting mix of people that are coming in or contacting us. There were originally a lot of families that were kind of on the cusp, that were on some sort of access or assistance program, who found their partner or one of the breadwinners, so to speak, unemployed. Now what we're seeing is business owners and people who have been full-time employed for their whole lives and have a house and a car and two kids, and my husband just got employed, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I was talking with a friend of mine, John Mackin, from Young Life today. What we're trying to do is prevent you to get, we don't want you to fall off the cliff to where we can't afford anything. We're broke now. We just lost our car. We're just losing our house. We're trying to help you get through that period, and it's a very simple way to do it. And we just, it's no questions asked. Someone delivers it to your home, and, you know, we've been blessed to be able to do that. And I think it's one of the things that make Prescott so unique, because not only have we had an outpouring of financial support, but we've had a huge outpouring of volunteers. I can deliver. If I post on Facebook, I need boxes, I get like 3,000 boxes. Okay, I don't need any more boxes.
Slow down on the boxes.
You know, so it's gcgprescott@gmail.com.
But for folks, Barry, that want to help support that program, tell the folks how they can do that, because you make it very, very easy.
It's very easy.
As soon as they came out, I jumped right on it.
I appreciate
and supported
that.
It by mm-hmm. the gift certificate to go right into that. I thought, man, this is so
right.
easy.
Right. You can go, one of the ways you can do it is you can go to our website, elgatoazulprescott.com, and there is a link on there to you purchase a gift certificate.
Yep, it's perfect.
That says GCG, Gatto Community Gives gift certificate. And also, one thing, it's not a 501c, so it's not tax deductible at this time, but every dollar that we collect is spent on food, and packaging only. We're donating all of our time, using volunteers, so it only goes to food and packaging, nothing else. So you can do it through our website, elgatoazulprescott.com, or you can come into the restaurant, and we can take a credit card or cash or a check donation, or you can mail it, a check, to El Gato Azul, 316 West Goodwin, 86301. You make Well, three, I think, actually. Well, that doesn't matter. Don't figure out. They know where we are.
So make
the check out to El Gato Azul, and then memo write GCG program.
Well, it was nice. I got to tell you, it was very easy to get on there and actually support it that way. And
folks, it makes you feel really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the funny thing is, even though we've done 3,000 meals or a little over 3,000, we are funded right now for about 10,000 meals.
Okay, that's good.
And but we figure that's going to take us through about a month and a half, mm-hmm. If things continue the growth we're seeing as far as the need. So, and it's also a lot of other great organizations that are doing great work. I know there's going to be a program at the mall, I think it's next week, or
yeah,
the Christian church.
Food
so there's a lot of
sorts,
there's a lot of resources out there right now. And, you know, I just don't hesitate to reach out, because this is a situation we're all involved in this. And so I think people like that opportunity to help. As much as receive.
Absolutely. We're actually partnering with, Sanford Cohen here at the radio station for a food drive on Friday from 11 to 2. So there's, you know, that's.
Well, we should talk after this.
Yeah, we should. We'll connect.
Okay.
But, I mean, we just thank you. You have been so inspirational to me to watch you on what you've been doing. And, you know, we're in a different time right now, but I think you're right. We're all reinventing ourselves. We're even doing it here at the chamber. So.
Right.
And we're all in this together, and we will get through this together as well.
I agree with you. That's not an issue. I don't think that's the concern. It's just when it's going to happen.
Yeah, when is the
you
big
know,
thing.
And the thing is, I guess, Sherry, is also, as business owners, we can always learn things from these situations that we take mm-hmm. into the next phase of our business operation. And that's what we've learned. It's like, there are things that we've learned, like, we're going to do this. When we're done, we're doing it this way.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a benefit. It's not a fun way to learn.
No.
It's more expensive than a college education, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we prefer, yeah. So, well, we've got just a couple more minutes, Barry. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners before we have to say goodbye?
You know, sure. I think the biggest thing is, I think, you know, I had made this comment. We actually have T-shirts. Oh, someone's talking about the need to buy local. That's, and I definitely support buy local. But I think at this point in time, we really need to think about my term I came up with, be local, mm-hmm. and really support all the businesses in town, because your neighbor may work at a franchise. Your neighbor may work at McDonald's and trying to raise his three kids. Your neighbor may be, you know, the guy that works for a car dealer, you know, whatever it is. So we really need to stick together in this whole thing. It's not just a buy local, it's really a be local. And we do have T-shirts that you can buy for $15 that say that on them.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Well, good deal. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So, and then also, I know you're dying for my patio office picture on Facebook tomorrow, aren't you?
I am. I can't wait to see what's going to go on there, and the that vase that you have.
Oh yeah, yeah. Today was Ben and Jerry, so yeah.
I feel like there's a story there.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the show today, Barry. We know you're really busy, and we're really proud of you and what you've done to reinvent. Oh, during this time, and we just so appreciate you.
Hey, likewise, I so appreciate the opportunity to get the word out on the program, because it means a lot to us, and it's something that our staff has really taken to heart. It's part of our mission statement, and I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, I literally come to tears twice a day.
Aww.
You know, either through someone being so generous or being able to help somebody who is so in need, and so appreciative of that. So I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out. It's gcgprescott@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for what you're doing. Be loco. Get a shirt. Get some food. I can't wait to see what Friday is.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, my friend.
All right. Take care.
Yep. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
to the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Prescott Chamber Day. We are so blessed to be here in Prescott, and we just have had some great guests today, and we're just so proud of everybody. And I think Barry said it best, is that we all have to be local during this time. It is our time to really be supporting each other. And we have some things coming up right now that you guys can get involved in.
We do. One have of a lot of ways.
Food. We've got our food drive this Friday.
Right.
And we have partnered with our radio station here at KQ&A. And
It's a KPPB, KQ&A. Yep. There's a lot of radio, a lot of call letters, I know, to the radio stations here
on
food drive. And you can donate right downtown, right in front of the Chamber Building and the Visitor Center. On Goodwin Street, Friday, April 24th, from 11 to 2, just drop off your canned food, whatever. Drop off your check, whatever, and they can get online to do that too, can't they, Sherry?
Absolutely.
She's looking up the
to the Facebook page. You can click and donate right online, and we also, you can just drop off in person. We'll have a box out in front of the chamber
office.
We'll
have a box right in front of the chamber.
Yeah, and then the other thing we had was a pop up.
The food pantry. Pop up food pantry will be at the Prescott Gateway Mall, and that's sponsored by Pralines of Prescott, and that starts at 9 a.m. And that's also April 24th, which is the same day as a food drive downtown, or online if you prefer to do that. And we have information on all those on our website, too, at www.prescott.org, if you want to find more information about that. And there's also another food box pickup at Prescott High School today, 422, which is today, Wednesday, from 5 to 7. So that's Prescott High School. If you need a food box, go on out there. And, of course, Elgato Azul, check out Barry, what he's got going, too, so that it all supports all the way around. And happy Earth Day, everybody. Today is actually Earth Day.
Yes.
So something to celebrate. Yay.
Well, I know that it's been an interesting time. I've been sharing, we're in a storm and we're all in different boats, but the one thing that we are is together.
Yeah, and everybody's in the boat together.
And one of the cool things that we got a phone call at the chamber office this week, beginning of the week. We have a lovely group of people, 30 couples that decided to create a dining club. Yeah. They're looking to support our local businesses.
Yeah, they wondered how to do it.
They want to be local. Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool.
So good for them. That's wonderful.
I think that's the most important thing is we all need to practice, safety with social distancing, wear the mask, clean your hands, wash.
Yeah. And thank you folks for doing that because it really shows in the numbers.
It does.
In the Yavapai County, actually in the whole state.
Yes.
So thank you very much for keeping everybody safe. I really appreciate that too.
And we also have, our mayor is having his virtual town hall on Friday at 1 p.m. And you can go on their Facebook page to learn more about how to hop on that. It's focused on our youth this time. So
yes, it is. That's nice.
I think that's really important.
So don't forget, one more shout-out, KPPV Food Drive, Friday, April 24th, 11 to 2, drop off at the Prescott Chamber.
Wonderful. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.